Some Peoria Public School students will be returning to the classroom by mid-October.
Specifically kindergartners, first graders, self-contained special ed individuals, students because they are most in need.
That's Sharon DeMullen-Karat, District 150 Superintendent. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, September 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Local election officials have been reassuring citizens they are not obligated to vote by mail in November. The confusion stems from a letter mailed to residents last week by the Illinois Secretary of State's office indicating their mail-in ballot applications had not been received. Peoria County Election Commission Executive Director Tom Bride says the way the letter was written inaccurately implies citizens can only vote by mail.
A lot of people read it as they had to request a vote by mail ballot. So we have people calling concerned that they didn't want to vote by mail. They wanted to vote on Election Day or they wanted to vote early and making sure they could do that.
Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman calls the confusion extremely detrimental. He says his entire staff spent two full days fielding inquiries about the letter, diverting attention away from preparing mail-in ballots for distribution beginning Thursday.
This mistake has cost local election officials valuable time and resources answering questions on the phone that would not have come up had this letter not been gone out.
Bride says election offices are required to send vote-by-mail applications out to anyone who has voted since 2018, but it appears the letters were sent using a mailing list that was 2 weeks out of date.
So we have people that have requested a vote-by-mail ballot in the last couple weeks who got a letter saying you haven't requested one.
Henry Haupt, spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office, says the letters and wording were mandated by a state law passed earlier this year. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County area added 9 COVID-19-related fatalities last week, bringing the region's death toll to 66. Local health officials announced 71 new cases Friday for a total of 5,034. Bradley University's testing positivity rate is up to 16.4%, with 132 new COVID cases last week, and the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute has opened its new facility. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. After starting the school year with full remote learning amid the COVID-19 pandemic, last week Peoria Public Schools announced plans to bring kindergarten, first grade, and some special education students back to the classroom by mid-October. District 150 Superintendent Sharon DeMullen-Karat tells Joe Deacon why.
We have been monitoring the COVID-19 metrics and for some time now, I have a committee that's just dedicated to that. And we're looking at the trend, and it's trending in the right direction. And so that was one of the reasons I decided to go back to the board and say, hey, there's an opportunity for an advancement of bringing in the younger ones, specifically kindergartners, first graders, self-contained special ed individuals, students because they are most in need.
In what ways do you expect this reopening plan will establish guidelines for expanding the reopening to higher grades?
Remember, it's the hybrid model still, which was a return to school model initially that we spent all summer long building. It's, again, significantly lower number of students. And so the idea is we will model how it goes with those grade levels, how is it going with kindergartners and the teachers and staff and so forth. And we will monitor these groups. And with successful implementation, the idea is to phase in other grade levels.
How has the remote learning been working so far this semester, and how has attendance and participation been?
It has been working very well. Attendance has been great overall. There were schools in the 90s and in the 80s. So I would give ourselves as a district regarding remote attendance. Yeah, I'd give us a B grade. There were, I think, two to three schools. Their attendance were higher than pre-COVID, but the majority of schools, they're lower, a little bit lower or some lower, and which is, to me, very understandable. because, you know, after all, we are in a global crisis, a global pandemic. And so some people expect everything to be the same and to be normal. And that's just not feasible. We learned a lot from shelter in place in March. And we have definitely made a lot of progress. And I've heard that from parents and teachers and students.
An initiative is underway looking into renaming a number of the district's facilities. What do you know about how that process is coming along?
I am not part of that committee. That's a board-driven committee. Honestly, I have been so busy with the return to school and the advancement plan. The board has about 5 or 6 committees. They kind of pick their items to focus on and do all of the research and all of the work, and then would eventually bring a recommendation to me or say, okay, this is what we want to do.
So what are your thoughts about the possibility of renaming some of these buildings?
I have been thinking a lot about that, and I think it's worth having that discussion for sure. We will see with the recommendation that will be presented, but it's definitely worth the conversation. I mean, why not have a conversation about the truth?
That's Superintendent Sharon Day Mullen-Karat talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Cornstalk Theater is hosting a virtual event tonight at 6 called Outside the Tent, Character Talk with a Couple of Characters. This digital workshop will take place on Zoom and features Laura and Alex Mansouri. Their discussion will tackle how to break down characters and character development. That's Cornstalk Theater's Outside the Tent, Character Talk with a Couple of Characters, on Zoom tonight at 6. Find more information on their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.